Good morning, everyone. This is Amin Parker. And in this voice message, I'm going to be teaching Japanese again. Now, there is pretty much a set phrase that you should know. That set phrase goes like this. Kōyū fūni shinasai. Kōyū fūni shinasai. You can shorten it up to kōyū fūni. What does this mean? So this little set phrase means do it like this. Kōyū fūni. So kōyū basically is like, it means like this or this way. Okay, so kōyū means like this, or it can also mean this way. Now, fū is an adjective, and it means way. You can literally place ni after an adjective to turn it into an adverb, way like this. And it's used to describe an adjective, verb, or another adverb. But shinasai means please do. All right, so basically it all means please do it like this. Kōyū fūni shinasai. Please do it like this. Now, if you want to use this phrase in a sentence, an example sentence would be cookie wo. Kōyū fūni skuruto oishiku narimasu yo. I'll say it again. Cookie wo. Kōyū fūni skuruto oishiku narimasu yo. And what this whole entire sentence means is, if you make the cookies this way, they will be delicious. So in the sentence, cookie is the same in Japanese. Cookie, all right? Or you can say homemade cookie, whatever the case may be. You can say cake. You could replace the word cookie with cake. However you want to do it, but you have to say cookie wo. Kōyū fūni skuruto oishiku narimasu yo. Skuru means make. Okay? It means make. Following that word, we heard the word to. In this sentence, it means if. To can also mean when. Okay? Oishi means delicious. But we changed it to oishiku because we're connecting the word to narimasu. And narimasu means be, or it can also mean become. All right? There's other words in the sentence that I'm not really going to, I really don't have a need to explain, but I'll do it anyway. So at the end of the word narimasu, I said yo. And the word yo means, it's basically an exclamation mark. Okay? And then earlier in the sentence, I said wo. After the word cookie, I said wo. The word wo is just the object marker. So the cookie is the object of the sentence. So you want to make sure you mark it off by wo. So once again, cookie wo. Kōyū fūni skuruto oishiku narimasu yo. If you make the cookies this way, they will be delicious. Now let's move on to another example for the word kōyū fūni. Okay. So let's say you come across a Japanese customer and you know you want to practice your Japanese skills. The customer is looking like they don't know what they want to do. You know, they're just looking around. You can go over to the customer and say, 何かをお手伝いましょうか? Or you can just say, 何かお手伝いましょうか? It's the same thing. And what this means is, how can I help you? All right, and it also means, can I help you with something? So that's what it means. And then they'll probably answer you. Let's say they need help with the ATM machine. Okay, they came into your store and they actually need you to help them with the ATM machine. They're trying to put their card in, but they're doing it wrong. What you can say to them is, やり方をもらいたいですか?やり方をもらいたいですか? What this means is, can I show you how to do it? Or it means, do you want me to show you how to do it? Then if they say, はい, or if they answer you in a positive, affirmative way, then you can use the phrase, こういうふうにしなさい。こういうふうにしなさい。And what that means, once again, is do it like this. And then you can properly put the card into the ATM machine. Like I said, it also means do it this way. Okay. Well, this is Amin Parker, and that's all I got for now. I hope you enjoyed this Japanese lesson. Until the next Japanese English lesson, have a nice day.